good morning. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, guys. Good morning, Celeste.
Kind of a quiet week in Washington. The Congress has been on break out of respect for the shooting victims in Tucson, Arizona. But we are getting a little congressional news. And this time, I'm wondering whether it's really a surprise or not. It looks like Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the Republican senator from Texas, will not run again for re-election. She says she'll retire when her term ends. But again, this is something she kind of talked about. Here's a clip of her speaking at the Bill Maher Show in 2007.
But I understand you are not running for, you've already announced you're not going to run for the Senate again when your term comes up. Do you feel freer to speak out because you're not running again?
Well, 2012 is when my term is up, and I had said all along I would not seek another term. It got a little more news than I thought it really should.
But do you feel freer? Can you just let it all out on our show here tonight? I mean,
she did not let it out on that show in 2007. But Todd, is this a surprise or no?
You can just hear the freedom from Senator Hutchinson there, can't you? Yeah, she's known for letting it all hang out. Not really a surprise, but even though she had said that in 2007, there was still quite a bit of a will she, won't she surrounding Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, known as KBH on the Hill, by the way. Senator Hutchinson ran for governor in the Republican primary in this last election cycle, Celeste, and got trounced by Governor Rick Perry. She ran as sort of the moderate Republican in the race, and Texas Republicans roundly rejected her. She had said before that she wouldn't run, but she was still seeking public office, and it became clearer and clearer that Kay Bailey Hutchinson, not viewed as too much of a moderate inside the Beltway, outside the Beltway, moderate credentials weren't going to do it for a Republican Senate nominee for 2012. She is returning to Texas and to the private sector.
Well, clearly, that's going to be part of the discussion among Republicans in terms of leading up to the 2012 elections. But there's discussions going on now as they meet for their winter break. And I wanted to raise a couple things from you. Supposedly, one of the things they say they're going to be doing is strategizing on how to attain their goals, but tone down some of the political rhetoric. Do you think that's a press release, or they're actually looking to do that?
It has to be more than a press release at this point. And you're right, Republicans are currently at their winter retreat in Baltimore under heavy security, which would have been heavy anyway. There's signs it's even heavier given recent events in Tucson. We're going to have our first test of this early next week, starting Tuesday and perhaps going into Wednesday, the Republican leadership bringing back that vote on the repeal of Barack Obama's health care law. That's going to be the first test of this new tone, if it exists, or this new unity, if it exists. And Republicans are in the leadership, and they have to decide how to handle this debate. It is divisive, it is partisan, and it is often bitter. The Republican leadership is going ahead with that debate, saying the American people expect us to have the debate, but we expect it to be substantive. And that's what they're saying, and meaning they don't expect it to be bitter or personal. And I would think that in their breakout sessions, Republicans are discussing exactly how to go forward, given the national attention and the close national memory over the shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson. The memory is still very, very raw, and the aftermath is sure to go into next week and beyond, I think.
Well, we've had a week of what they call unity, and I'm assuming that this is unity that both parties are expecting to extend, or is this a week break from divisiveness and we're right back to the same thing on Monday?
Divisiveness comes back eventually. I think people, it depends on what, it really depends on what kind of message members of Congress draw from all this. There seemed to be a strong message, especially delivered in the president's high-profile speech in Tucson, which, by the way, was in prime time. A lot more people saw it than normally would have seen a presidential speech like this. There is an expectation to not have personal bitterness. Now, the State of the Union speech is coming up a week from Tuesday on the 25th, and here's something interesting, Celeste. There's a move afoot amongst Democrats. You know how they always sit, Republicans right, Democrats left, and one side applauds, and the other side sits on their hands, and once in a while somebody yells from the wings, "You lie," or something like that. There's a petition afoot to have members sit interspersed, Republicans and Democrats together. Let's show unity. Let's not sit right and left.
That sounds so nice. And little circles and stuff.
a kumbaya moment. And those calls, interestingly, are coming from Democrats who seem to be owning this moment of unity. Republicans have profited politically from strong criticism of Democrats and strong criticism of Barack Obama. Can Republicans, here's a question, can they embrace this moment of unity and still satisfy their base, who probably doesn't want to see Republican members or Tea Party are sitting arm in arm, interspersed with Democrats?
They just need a good preschool teacher threatening to separate them. Todd Zwillick is a Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.